sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Pádraic Lodge.
Good morning to you, Audrey. Tributes are being paid to the former FAI president, Des Casey, who has died at the age of 91. As well as serving as FAI president and honorary secretary, he was Ireland's first ever elected representative on the UEFA executive and was voted in as UEFA vice president in the year 2000. He was also actively involved with his hometown club, Dundalk, and he played a key role in the hiring of Jack Charlton as Republic of Ireland manager in 1986. The current FAI president, Gerry McInerney, described Des Casey as one of the great custodians of Irish football. Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman made his first appearance of the season for Everton in their 1-0 win over Fleetwood Town in the League Cup. The Donegal man didn't feature in Everton's first three Premier League games as he recovered from groin surgery. Adam Ida came off the bench after a six-month injury layoff to score for Norwich in their defeat on penalties to Bournemouth. And Dara Burns, who left St Pat's to join Milton Keynes Dons, scored in a 2-0 win at Watford. Shamrock Rovers will be back in action tomorrow night as they seek to overturn a 4-0 deficit against the Hungarian side Ferencváros in the Europa League qualifiers. And Rovers forward Aaron Green is approaching the game with a positive outlook, given that they'll have more European football no matter what happens tomorrow.
Come here, they're a top side. They really are. We got punished. Do you know what? When you're playing the game, you're actually enjoying the game. Unfortunately, the result doesn't reflect that. But just split moments in the game where they're really top players. And like we've played, not being disrespectful, we played AC Milan and we've gave them a really good game. But we'll see how that game plan goes. The gaffer will have his stuff what he wants to do, and he's brilliant in that. But no matter what, we still have group stage football. So we can't be too distraught, but we can still go in and think that it's just another game. We need to use this game as a learning curve for group stage football regardless. Mm. If that is Europa, it would be incredible. But if it's conference, it's conference, which is still our task at the start here, what we wanted to set out. But it's not one that we're just going to come here and Thursday and roll over. We don't do that at this club. We'll definitely try to get something from it and hopefully get an early goal like we did against Ludogorets, and you get the crowd up off the seats. And it is a long task, but we'll see on Thursday.
In Gaelic games, Limerick are on the lookout for a new football manager, Billy Lee, who led the county to an appearance in the Munster final and secured promotion to Division 2 of the league for next year, has stepped down after 6 years in the role. Gerry Phillips, chairman of the Limerick Football Development Committee, expressed gratitude to Billy Lee for his contribution to Limerick football as a player, coach, selector and manager. And Tomás O'Shea has been appointed as Kerry Under 20 football manager. His selectors will be Seamus Moynihan, Brian Sheehan and Sean Walsh. Jack Carty has been named as Connacht rugby captain for the new season. His vice captains will be Jared Butler and Bundy Aki. Carty has made 180 appearances for the club and is on track to surpass Eric Elwood as Connacht's all-time point scorer during the upcoming season. The victory of the favourite Lieutenant Highway in the Bechtiv Stud handicap hurdle at Bellewstown saw jockey Jack Kennedy complete a treble. Winning trainer Gordon Elliott is planning to run him next at the Harvest Festival in Estoril. Kennedy enjoyed earlier wins on Wicklow Flyer and Shannon Glory. Defending champion Primoz Roglic has claimed the overall leader's red jersey after winning the fourth stage of the Vuelta a España. Roglic holds a 13-second lead over American Sepp Kuss in general classification. Sam Bennett remains in the green jersey of the points leader but was hampered by damage to one of his wheels and finished over 20 minutes behind Roglic. And in sailing, Ireland's Tom Dolan has dropped to 12th place in the World Championship of Solo Offshore Racing, La Solitaire. A huge reshuffle of places happened overnight. Tom LaPerche has lost his lead and is now fifth. The course has been shortened by 85 miles because of intermittent periods of light winds.